Oh, to be touched by His Spirit. Nothing like being touched by the Spirit of the Lord. Praise God. The Word of the Lord this morning in the book of Nahum. Hallelujah. And I want to confirm what Sister Tarver said in the Holy Ghost. That I believe that just in my spirit standing here right now, there's the thing. Some of you just been up against it. God's going to break that out of the way. I feel that in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. If you'll just trust the Lord, God will remove that out of your way this morning. You'll have freedom to walk in the Spirit. I want to tell you something. I believe in this thing, soul, and Brother Shirley's talking about. I believe that's our call. And I believe that when we lose our direction from being a soul winner, however we go about it, then we're in trouble. We're in trouble. When we don't feel, commitment, and we don't feel that we are responsible to the world, to reach them and to be a light to them, then we are in trouble. Hallelujah. I feel responsible for somebody out there today. I'm telling you, I don't know them, but I feel responsible for them. And God has shown me who it is, and I've got to get the light to them. Praise God. Nahum, in the book of Nahum, chapter 1, I want to read one verse of Scripture, verse number 14. And the Word of the Lord says in Nahum, chapter 1, verse 14, "And the Lord hath given a commandment concerning thee, that no more of thy name be sown out of the house of thy gods will I cut off the graven image and the molten image. I will make thy grave, for thou art vile." Let's pray. Lord Jesus, Master, You're so able this morning. Lord, we need You in a special way to minister to us. Father, without You, Lord God, we're nothing, Lord, but through You we can do all things. I'm asking You, Lord, to help us today to receive Your Word. Anoint me, Lord God, to speak it. Anoint Your people to receive it. Lord, and fill somebody with the Holy Ghost, confirm it. Can everyone say in Jesus' name, you may be seated. Praise God. Hallelujah. I am convinced, like never before, that we have got to become more dedicated to God than we've ever been before. We've got to sell out. We've got to give God our very best. He's not going to accept anything short of that. Nothing but our best is going to get it. That's it. Nothing short of it. I thought many times, you know, walking into revival services and preaching the Word, you know, you pick up so many spirits. You know, when you blessing somebody over here, you know, you don't know what's going on in church. You don't know who's mad at who. Who's got to audit one another, and you know, I know I prayed for one person and felt like somebody was mad at me while I was praying for somebody else. I'm telling you that if the devil has his way, he'll throw a roadblock in front of you. He'll put all types of wedges between you and God to keep you from getting what you need from the Lord. And I'm here to tell you that it's Satan's desire today to stop us before we ever get started. Hallelujah. And he doesn't want faith to find a lodging place in anybody's heart. But I'm here to tell you that love thinketh no evil. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so the Bible says the Lord spoke and said, "The Lord hath given a commandment concerning thee that no more of thy name be sown out of the house of thy gods. Will I cut off the graven image and the molten image. I will make thy grave, for thou art vile." And I want to preach a while this morning about when God digs a grave. When God digs a grave. You know, in every one of our lives, there are times that God just comes by, spends certain time with us, and does special things for us. I thought that, you know, there's things that God's done for me that nobody can ever make me deny them. Come on. And there's things that God's done for me that not only cannot they make me deny it, but not only can they not make me deny it, but they cannot take the very fact that I know it happened to me. Hallelujah. I know that God did it for me. I know it was special. It was between me and the Lord. It was something that the Lord Himself took time and did it personally for me. I remember one time that I was going through just a terrible trial and driving down a back road in the middle of the woods and just kind of alone with God. And all of a sudden, I had, you know, just broken in spirit. And there wasn't a rain cloud in the sky, and I had my hand on the steering wheel, and I was just thinking about, God, I just can't hardly go on. And out of nowhere, a drop of oil fell on my hand. I know it sounds crazy, and I'm not talking about oil issuing out of my hands and having some kind of type of healing oil flowing out of my body. But I'm not that at all. But I'm just telling you that happened. And when that happened, I remember I reached up and I put my hand on it like that. And it was just as moist and as oily and thick as some type of anointing oil that would be poured over your head. And when that happened, the Lord spoke to me and He said, I know where you're at. And I've anointed you and I'm with you. And you need to get this spirit of oppression off you. I haven't forgot you. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something. I begin to weep tears, and tears begin to fall down my cheeks. And that's been since I've been on the field. And when that happened, God brought my mind back that years ago when I first got into church. And we was just babes in the Lord. There was a time that I was weeping one time and had my same thing, hand on the steering wheel. And out of nowhere, a teardrop hit my hand. And I remember pulling down and there was a teardrop. I hadn't been crying nowhere around my hands. And the Lord said, I'm broken for you. I'm broken with you. And you know, just some of those little things that God does that nobody else can do for us. Hallelujah. And the world can't take that away from you. And each one of you got your own miracle that the Lord's done for you. Hallelujah. Somebody clap your hands and praise the Lord. Oh, mighty God. Hallelujah. You need to be thankful. I said, you need to be thankful that God's been good to you. Hallelujah. And you need to think about the good things God's done for you. And think on good things. Hallelujah. Think about pure things, righteous things, holy things. Things that God has put in your life that cannot do anything but fill faith. Jesus said one time to His disciples when they saw the fig tree wither, Jesus said, have faith in God. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you that if we should have faith in anybody, it ought to be having faith in God. In what God can do for us. And get our eyes off what the world can do for us. Because I'm here to tell you, if we trust this world, if we trust the government, and if we trust the society, it's going to fail us. But if we'll put our trust in God, and we'll believe in God, and give God our very best, then He'll never fail us. Everyone say never. Everyone say never. Everyone say never ever. Hallelujah. Say God will never fail me. Say it. God will never fail me. Come on, praise the Lord in here. How many believe that this morning? Clap your hands and worship the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you that God will do anything He can to let you know He's real. I said He'll do anything He can to let you know He's real, to let you know He's going to bring you through. And you've got to get your hope in God. I was praying this morning, and the Lord spoke to me, and He said, you go tell my people that some of them have anchors. And when He said that, I said, well, you know, that's good, God. But then He said something else to me. He said, you let me finish. Hallelujah. He said, they've got anchors in unsafe places. Hallelujah. And I'm here to tell you that a lot of times we anchor in unsafe places. Every place you anchor isn't the right place. And if we're not careful, we can anchor into things and around things that can destroy us. We do not need to have doubt and unbelief and rebellion be a part of our lives. We don't need to be around spirits of witchcraft. And if you know a person is evil and they're ungodly and they're full of deception and they're not going to do right, you don't need to hang around that person. Hallelujah. Listen to this preacher this morning. I'm here to tell you that the Lord spoke to me. And He said, I love my people. And I am giving my people in this hour a divine option. Don't you forget that phrase I just said. God said, I'm giving my people a divine option. And you have a divine option this morning. The Lord came by and visited His people. And said, I've looked upon you and behold, you are vile.
He said, I found in your house molten and graven images. And he said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. He said, you have burned indignation in my heart. And he said, I'm going to make thee a grave. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you that God will give each and every one of us a divine option. He'll show up by our house. He'll give us a chance to get right. He'll give us a chance to purify ourselves and to live for God and give God our very best. I don't know how you feel this morning, but down on the inside of me, I feel like burning coals are being churned over and over. I feel like God has said, it is the last days. And if you're going to clap your hands, you better clap your hands now. If you're going to leap for joy, you better do it right now. If you're going to dance, you better start dancing now. If you're going to shout, you better start shouting now. If you're going to be a soul winner, you better jump on the train today. Come on, somebody, praise God. Well, you got a chance to do something for God, you better do it now. Come on, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise God. Don't let me blow them out in here. You might have to turn me down. Hallelujah. Feeling like a keg of dynamite right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling you, the Lord will only put up with so much, and then He starts drawing lines. Hallelujah. He starts making differences. He looks at His people, and He sees the evil that's going on, and God says, I'm going to do something about it. The Scripture says in Numbers chapter number 16, verse number 30, but if the Lord make a new thing, and the earth open her mouth, and swallow them up with all that appertain unto them, and they go down quick into the pit, and ye shall understand that these men have provoked the Lord. Everyone say, provoke the Lord. Do you believe you can provoke God? Hallelujah. It can happen again to you, my friend. I said, it can happen again to you. Each and every one of us, if we are not careful, we can't provoke the Lord. I'm here to tell you, I'm not through. I'm going to read some more in a minute, but I'm going to take time and say something about that. Don't let envy and evil... Don't let deception and don't let rebellion and don't let hatred and don't let strife and any other type of evil spirit you can think about. Don't allow them things to find a harbor in your life or to find an anchor somewhere in your heart. Hallelujah. You need to realize that it is of the devil, because if you are not careful, you'll begin to provoke God to wrath in your life. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you, Jesus said, He said for us to forgive one another and to love one another. Hallelujah. Because He said, if we don't forgive one another and we don't love one another, He said the day is going to come that we're going to meet Him and He's going to deny us before His Father. I don't know how that makes you feel, but inside of me, that puts a certain fearfulness that makes me check myself. I can't afford to be angry at anybody. I can't afford to hold aught against anybody. I've got to get it out of my heart. I've got to get it out of my life. I've got to get it out of my mind. I've got to stay full of the Holy Ghost. Come on, clap your hands and praise the Lord in here. Hallelujah. They provoked the Lord. Hallelujah. And it came to pass, as He had made an end of speaking all these words, that the ground clave asunder and that was under them, and the earth opened up her mouth and swallowed them up and their houses, and all the men that appertained unto Korah, and all their goods, they and all that appertained to them, went down alive into the pit. And the earth closed over them, and they perished from among the congregation. And all Israel that were round about them fled at the cry of them, for they said, lest the earth swallow us up also. And there came out a fire from the Lord and consumed the 250 men that offered the incense. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you that God said, I'm not going to put up with it. I'm fixing to do something different. He said, right now, I'm going to dig somebody a grave. I'm going to open up the ground. I'm going to swallow up ungodliness. I'm going to swallow up rebellion. I'm going to swallow up doubt. I'm going to swallow up unbelief. And I'm going to bless my people. Hallelujah. It's no sense that everybody should have to die. It's no sense that everybody should have to pay for it. I'm here to tell you that, like it or not, that if God loves a church, judgment falls sometimes. Hallelujah. I said, if God loves the people, and we know that God does, there's times that judgment has to fall. I don't know how you feel about that. But as for me and my house, I want to be on God's side. I want to be loving God. I want to be praising God. Anybody feel that way this morning? I think you ought to let the Lord know, I'm on your side, Jesus. I'm on your side. Anybody on the Lord's side in here? Anybody on God's side? Come on, somebody tell the Lord, I come to shout with a voice of triumph. I come to let you know, God, I'm on your side. Come on, praise the Lord. I'm on your side, God. I'm on the Lord's side. Come on, praise Him. Oh, feel the Holy Ghost. Oh, God. Oh, mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Lord said, I love you. And I tell you what I'm going to do. He said, I'm visiting you, and I'm going to give you a chance to do right. Hallelujah. The man of God came out and said, I'll tell you what. He said, God didn't send you to do my job. He said, you are not God's anointed. You're not God's called. He said, I am. I'm Moses. I'm the man that God called, not you. Hallelujah. And the other 250 said, we are. We're the ones that God called. And I tell you what, old Moses said, well, I'll tell you what we'll do. He said, we'll just put a fleece before the Lord, and we'll find out. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, I'll tell you what I'll do, Moses. You just get back out of the way. I'll just make them a grave. He opened up the ground and swallowed them up. Praise God. And the Lord said, I want everybody to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I'm God. Hallelujah. I don't want God to have to come by my house and dig me a grave. Come on, are you listening to me today? I don't want God to have to show up in my house and find some kind of old vile commitment and ungodliness and filthiness and rottenness inside my heart. Come on, somebody, praise God. Lord, don't make me a grave. I'm going to serve you, God. I'm going to get right this morning. I'm going to stay full of the Holy Ghost. Come on, praise God. I'm going to make you a grave. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. He told Jeremiah, go dig in that wall and see what you see in there. Hallelujah. Nobody likes anybody digging around their house. Come on, nobody likes anybody digging around inside their heart. Nobody likes an old prying preacher and one that's fooling around. And some of the black folks say nobody likes anybody meddling with them. But I'm here to tell you, friend, God's got a way of meddling with you this morning. Hallelujah. His Word's got a way of digging around inside your heart and finding out what's not right with you. And God loves you enough that if He finds something that's not right with you, He'll try to get you to get it right with Him. Let me tell you something about God today. He won't make anybody praise Him. He won't make none of you worship Him. He won't make none of you lift your hand not one time to Him in this service. He won't make not any one of you tap your foot. Hallelujah. Give Him a hand clap of praise. He won't make the first one of you get to your feet if you're able to leap with joy today. He won't make you give Him a little head wave like that. But I'll tell you what He will do. He'll allow you come on to stand to your feet and to lift His name up and rebuke every devil and bind every spirit and take authority over every demon. Come on, somebody, praise God. If I was you this morning, I'd let the devil know I'm on the Lord's side. Lord, draw the line right here. I'm staying right here, God. I'm staying on your side. You don't have to swallow me up. You don't have to send me to hell. Give me an opportunity, God, and I'll live for you. I'll serve you. I'll fear you. Come on, clap your hands and praise Him. Come on, clap your hands and praise the Lord. Come on, clap your hands and praise Him. Lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Moses said, grab that censer and run out there. And the Bible said he ran and he stood between the living and the dead. Glory to God. You know what I'm doing this morning? God sent me here. He sent me here as a flame of fire. And this morning, believe it or not, I'm standing between the living and the dead. Hallelujah. I'm telling you what the Lord spoke to me. God is drawing a line this morning. I'm telling you, as well as God has sent me to preach the gospel, that the Lord is going to pour out His Spirit. We saw people backslide. I better not go to call the spirits we've seen. Hallelujah. Y'all going to see in faces. But I'm going to tell you, we've saw any type of devil, and any type of devil you can think of, come here and sit on these pews and do this and do that. And I'm going to tell you, they'll work through people to try to destroy you. And I feel this in the Holy Ghost. But the Lord spoke to me this morning. He said, you go tell my people that I'm coming in the house. And I'm going to draw a line. I'm going to find out who's on my side. And the ones that's not on my side, I'm going to dig them a grave. I'm going to dig them a grave. Hallelujah. What about you? Whose side are you on today? You better make up your mind. You're going to stay full of the Holy Ghost. You're going to stay in the church. Come on, love God in here. Oh, mighty God. Hallelujah. Man, I'm going to tell you something. Man, there's a fear of God on me right now. Hallelujah. We're not careful. We'll get to a place. If we don't like something said, that ain't God. I know what I feel. I'm trying to help you this morning. That ain't God, because I don't like it. Don't agree with me. It don't agree with me. It don't agree with me. So I don't like it. I won't accept it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But let me tell you, the best thing you can do today is say, Lord, I may not like it, but God, I know it's you, Lord. And I know, Lord, I need help. I know I'm not doing what I need to. Let me say this to you. Anytime somebody talks about prayer and prayer makes you mad, you're in trouble with God. Anytime somebody tells you that you need to worship and you get mad, you're in trouble with God. Anytime somebody tells you to clap your hands and that makes you mad, you're in trouble with God. Hallelujah. Anytime a preacher talks about tithes and offers and that makes you mad, you're in trouble with God. Anytime a preacher talks about worshiping and shouting and dancing and giving God the glory and that makes you mad, friend, you're in trouble with God. Anytime a preacher preaches forgiveness to you and you don't want to forgive somebody, friend, you are in trouble with God. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you that what time it is on the time clock in heaven, it's time to get right with God. It's time to get the fear of God. It's time to get the love of God. It's time to get the mercy of God. Come on, let the Lord in here. God. Hallelujah. It's one thing when a mortician goes out here and goes digging graves. It's another thing when God goes to digging graves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm going to bless my people, but I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to bury all the junk. I'm going to get all the junk out of it. Hallelujah, my Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling you something. I don't wind up in a grave. I don't want to wind up in God's grave this morning. I don't want to wind up in a grave that God has to cast me in because I wouldn't give Him praise, because I wouldn't worship Him, because I wouldn't adore Him. I wouldn't love Him. Hallelujah. Somebody clap your hands and praise the Lord. Oh, lift up your hands to Jesus. Come on, worship the Lord this morning. Come on, worship the Lord this morning, church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to this here. Hallelujah. For to him that is joined to all the living, there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. A living dog is better than a dead lion. Hallelujah. Let me tell you today, the Lord said, I'd rather find me an old alcoholic out there on the street somewhere. I'd rather find an old whoremonger living on the streets. I'd rather find an old dope fiend out there. An old living dog. I've got more hope for them. There's hope for that person out there. I'd rather have that. I'd rather have that come set in my church. I can preach to that and I can have that move quicker than I can a dead lion. He said, if a dead lion starts taking up space, he said, there's no hope for a dead lion. You may say I'm a part of the lion of the tribe of Judah, but I'm here to tell you that if you don't have the life of God in you, you're nothing but a dead lion. You may have on the uniform. You may look like you belong in the church, but if you don't stay full of the Holy Ghost, if if you don't praise God, if you don't love God, you're headed to a devil's hell this morning. Come on, somebody praise the Lord in here. God's going to dig you a grave. God's going to dig you a grave. Your preacher preaches against the TV and you got one in your house, God will dig you a grave. Telling you what I know in the Holy Ghost, God's moving on me to tell you this morning. You live one thing in this church and one thing outside of it, God's fixing to dig you a grave. Hallelujah. You got a chance to do right this morning. You got a chance to stay full of the Holy Ghost. I don't believe any of us ought to be ashamed about living for God. None of us should be ashamed about worshiping God. It ought to be inside of our hearts. Hallelujah. When we come in the prayer room, hey, we ought not walk in there and somehow have to muster up the faith to ask God to touch us. But we ought to be able to go in there, whether we have failed God or been strong all day long. There ought to be something inside of us that cries out, I love Him. I've got to touch Him. When we come in this house, there ought to be a reverence to worship God. I'm telling you, I've sat through some dull, dead sermons where the preacher didn't pray. He didn't get anything from God. But I'll tell you one thing I made up my mind a long time ago. It's not God's fault. If a preacher don't pray, that's not my fault. Come on, if he doesn't get a word from God, that's not my fault. But I'll tell you one thing I'm going to do. I'm going to love God. I'm going to praise God. I'm going to worship God. Come on, let the Lord in here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. An old living dog would come to the altar this morning. If he used to hear this word, it'd stir him up. Not no dead lion. Hallelujah. Not no dead lion. It's, marked by time. Got everything down right. Been around so long. Know how the church runs and knows how to run a church. Hallelujah. Not those type. Hallelujah. And I'm here to tell you, an old living dog would cry. Living dog, there's hope for that old living dog. But a dead lion, there's no hope for him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I feel inside of my spirit, there's still some life left in you this morning. There's still some hope left in you this morning. Hallelujah. You're a part of God's people. You are a part of the line of the tribe of Judah. You are the heritage. You are the priest of the Lord this morning. You are the royal priesthood this morning. Hallelujah. You are a part of the building that God put you in. You're a part of the stone, friend. Hallelujah. God dug you out of the pit this morning. He put you as an emerald in His wall, a place to love God and praise God. And don't you let the devil take that from you. Don't let the devil take that from you. Don't ever let the devil take your praise. Don't ever let the devil take your worship. Don't ever let the devil take your anointing. You get here and get your bulldog home and live for God like you never have. Come on and love God in here right now. He loves us. Oh, mighty God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Because thou art vowed. He said, I'm going to dig you a grave. Hallelujah. I'll dig you a grave. Glory to God. I'm telling you, I've got a fear inside of me. That when a man of God says something, I believe it. I've just got that much fear inside of me. Hallelujah. If he's a praying person, he's living right, I've got fear inside of me that when he says something, I believe it. And I believe that God loves us enough that God's spending time with us. I believe God's walking among us. Hallelujah. I remember Sister Talbert had a dream one time. She had a dream of a death. And I remember everybody that she told someone had asked her about it. And she had told them about it. And somebody right there in the family, and supposed to have been a good old Holy Ghost filled person. But instead of believing it, they all went off and started mocking and making fun of it. But I'm going to tell you something, friend. But just a couple of weeks later, there's Barry in that party that she had that dream about. And I'm going to tell you, that's just how God works. God is so merciful that God walks right among His people. And He starts spending time with us. And He starts giving us a chance. But I believe what I'm about to say to you. I believe, Brother Shirley, on the inside of us, there ought to be something called the fear of God that gets a hold of us and realizes that there's trouble somewhere. There's trouble somewhere on the horizon. I believe that God loves His people enough that He'll visit them and He'll warn them, don't you get involved with this. Or don't you do this. Or don't you harbor this. This isn't worth it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody love the Lord in here. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I feel it in my heart today. Somebody's got a chance. Somebody's got a chance to turn over a new leaf. Hallelujah. Somebody's got a chance to turn over a new leaf. I thought, you know, we're so blessed. We are so blessed today to know God like we know Him, to have the truth. I believe in one God. Baptism in Jesus' name. To be a part of our life, to have been baptized in the name of Jesus. We are so blessed this morning to have been filled with the wonderful power of the Holy Ghost. Evidence by speaking in other tongues. Come on, there's no government ruling us, telling us we can't praise God. We have been so blessed. We're not hiding in caves and trying to have church in the woods somewhere. But we are here today, blessed of God, protected by God. Hallelujah. In a nation that has been loosened up, we can give God praise and worship without any threat on our life. But yet we come here, and sometimes we sit here like pawns, and we won't even love God. We won't even lift our hands and praise Him. I'm telling you, we're in trouble. We're in trouble with God. Come on, love Him this morning. Hallelujah. But Joseph, being warned of God in a dream, God said, don't go down there. Hallelujah, go another way. I believe God loves us enough that God visits us when there's things wrong. He starts trying to help us and correct these things in our life. But see, we got to listen to God. Hallelujah, God's speaking. Hallelujah, I said God is speaking to us this morning. If we would listen to God, we'd hear from God this morning. We've got to hear from heaven. I said we have got to hear from heaven. We've got to hear what the Lord has to say. I remember one man, preacher, friend of mine that was going through some trouble, was involved in an accident, and a man sued him. And trouble came his way, and he didn't have the money and didn't have the insurance, and they was going to take that guy to the cleaners, and he got to praying. And you know what happened? 9 people died before they dropped the lawsuit. I'm just telling you, you go to fooling with God's people, and you get the wrong attitude, and you got the wrong spirit, I'm going to clean you out, I'm going to show you. And let me tell you what God will do, friend. God will dig you a grave. That's what God will do for you. I said, God will dig you a grave. You better leave God's people alone. You better love God's people. You better leave the preacher alone. He's a God-called man. Hallelujah. God's given you a God-called pastor. Hallelujah. Saul said, I'll tell you what I'll do. He said, I will not hear it. Saul said, I won't listen to it, Samuel. I'll go about it and I'll do my own thing. I tell you what God said I'll do. God said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll take the preacher out of your life. And the Bible says that God took Samuel and buried Samuel and took Samuel away from Saul and left Saul the rest of his life to roam the land seeking out wizards and warlocks. I'm here to tell you there are people that have gotten bad attitudes and bad spirits that have walked out these doors and said, I'll go to another church. They're sitting underneath wizards today. They're sitting underneath warlocks today. They don't have a man of God that's concerned about them. You better hold on to what you got. You better hold on to God. You better thank God for a preacher. Come on, praise the Lord. Lift your hands and love God in here. Lift your hands and love the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody love God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here I am today in a bad place. I'm standing between the living and the dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm standing between the living and the dead. I read of an atheist one time that said, if God's real, let there be snakes in my grave. It's in Oklahoma. They say that just about every 2 weeks they have to go out there and clean the snakes out of his grave. I'm telling you, God's got a way of letting everybody know that He's God. Hallelujah. I don't want snakes in my grave. I don't want snakes in my grave. I don't want snakes in my heart. I don't want snakes in my mind. I don't want ungodly thoughts to harbor themselves inside of my spirit. But I want to be pure before God. I want to get myself right with God. I want something to get a hold of me and tell me that trouble's in your house. You need to get right now. You need to shape up. You need to get it right today. Come on one more time and love the Lord with me. Oh, mighty God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, Sheila Bakanda Bahaya. Oh, listen to this. Listen to this today. I'm talking about people that can pick up something's wrong. It's time to dig a grave. God said unto Jacob, arise, go up to Bethel, and dwell there, and make thee there an altar unto God that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau, thy brother. Then Jacob said unto his household and to all that were with him, put away the strange gods that are among you, and be clean, and change your garments. And let us arise and go up to Bethel. And I will make there an altar unto God, and who answered me in the day of my distress, and was with me in the way which I went. And they gave unto Jacob all their strange gods. Everyone say strange gods. Which were in their hands, all their earrings which were in their ears. And Jacob hid them under the oak which was by Shechem. Hallelujah. And they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were round about them. And they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. So Jacob came to Luz, which is in the land of Canaan, that is Bethel. And he and all the people that were with him, And he built there an altar and called the place El Bethel, because there God appeared unto him when he fled from the face of his brother. But Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died, and she was buried beneath a tree, hallelujah, under the oak, that his name, that the name of it was called Elon Bekah. Hallelujah. I mean, I tell you, Jacob said, something tells me that death is among my household. I know there's a spirit of death coming. I know there's trouble here. And Jacob said, children, we need to get together and clean our lives up. We need to get everything that's not right out of our heart. We need to get right with God. And the Bible said, his kids gave up the strange gods. They got rid of their earrings. They got rid of anything that would hinder God. Come on, I'm here to tell you that God passed over, but he didn't pass too far. He got his nurse. I'm here to tell you, God's knocking on somebody's door. Lift your hands and love the Lord in here today. Oh, let's worship God. Let's worship God. Just worship God with me a moment. Worship the Lord. My God, I feel this in the Holy Ghost. I feel this in the Holy Ghost. Keep your mind on God. Keep your mind on God. Somebody come and play something soft for me if you would. Come on, let's just worship the Lord. I want us to keep our mind on Him just a moment. Hallelujah. I'll make thee a grave. I'll make thee a grave. Thou art vowed. I'll make thee a grave. Hallelujah. I'll make thee a grave. I smell it. I smell the ground being broken up. I hear the tears. I see the flowers. Hallelujah. And I hear the Lord calling somebody and say, it's time to get right. It's time to get right. God said, Jacob, I'm giving you a divine option today, Jacob. Even you can get that junk out of your life and you can bury it. I'm coming by your house, Jacob. Jacob. Your vow, Jacob. There's filthiness in your heart. There's filthiness in your home, Jacob. I'm going to dig your grave. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody love the Lord with me. I'm going to dig your grave. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you a chance today. I'm going to give you a chance today. Hallelujah. God, have mercy. My heart's heavy today. I believe God's calling somebody in. I believe God's trying to heal somebody. I believe God's trying to give somebody victory. I believe God's giving somebody a chance to get everything out of the heart that's in the way this morning and be healed of God and have their spirit purified again. Oh, I believe that right now. Hallelujah. Oh, it's time for somebody to say, I don't care. I don't care. Brother Tarbert, I don't care what nobody else thinks. It's me right now. I need a touch of God. I've been fooling around some things I shouldn't have been around. Or I'm telling, I just don't feel God like I need to feel Him. I don't feel the fire of God burning in me like it needs to be right now. I need a fresh touch. I'm being honest, it's me right now. I need a fresh touch. Hallelujah. Oh, you're not going to get anything from God until you say it's me. Help me, Lord. Come on, let's stand on our feet right now and worship the Lord. Worship the Lord right now. Hallelujah. Oh, Hilabosanabakaya. I need help. Well, Shardy, if I had no alcoholic or drug addict here this morning, they'd already be down here crying. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If I had me just an old sick dog somewhere doing staggered in out of the streets and came in here and he didn't have nothing, he'd already be down here weeping saying, I need God. I need God. Is there hope for me? Oh yeah, there's hope. like a man come running to the altar one night in revival, grabbed him in the altar, started banging it up and down and said, "Help me, I don't know how to pray. Help me, show me how to pray, show me how to pray." I've never prayed in my life. Brother Kenny, you can relate to what I'm saying this morning. Hallelujah, it's the goodness of God. Hallelujah, he said it the first time he didn't know how to pray. God said, "That don't matter, there's hope for you. Your heart's right, you want to get right." I'm here to tell you, friend, it'd be better off to be an old filthy dog and come in here and say, "God, I'm no good. I'm nobody, help me," than stand back with a proud heart, with a roar, "Come on to victory." You need to realize, God, I'm in trouble. Our generation's in trouble. We've got to cry out. Come on, touch God right now. Somebody needs victory over something. Oh, I wish somebody would come down here today and says, "I need victory over something, Brother Talbert. I need help this morning. I've got to have victory." Oh, would you do that right now? Only honest people are going to come. I don't care if nothing but five come. I don't care if nothing but three come. I need victory. I need it. I need it because, see, I'm in trouble. See, I don't want God to dig a grave around my house. I need help, Brother Talbert. It's me you're preaching to today. Don't dig a grave in my house. You'll die lost in the devil's hell is what you do if you don't get right with God this morning. Somebody needs the Holy Ghost this morning. We're going to lay hands on somebody and they're going to get deliverance immediately. Come on, church, reach up to heaven. Oh, preacher, I'm vile. I got sin in my life, preacher. I'm not living like I should, preacher. I need deliverance. I need the Holy Ghost. I don't want to go to hell. Come on, touch God. Praise God this morning. Come on, praise God this morning.